Hello, everybody! We're back. Episode 9 of Animal Jam. Welcome to the show. What's up, boys?
Yo, yo, yo!
Hi, everybody.
Got the Zoo Boys in the house.
Sure do.
Yeah, let's get a little pep. Let's get a little pep in our step.
Yeah, you do! Me and Keith right here.
Thanks,
buddy. All day, every day.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Thanks, buddy. Mm-hmm. So, last week was a critical success, I would say. A lot of listens. We're building a fan base, and so these fans need us to deliver, and we about to deliver, right?
Absolutely.
We about to deliver.
Yeah, we're in it to win it.
This is a special aquatic episode. We accidentally all chose water creatures.
Water beings.
Oh, I did have something. I just got out of a CPR class. The guy didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah,
he was like telling all these who did that.
It's off now. It's off forever.
Who did that?
That was a Easter egg, podcast Easter egg, everybody.
That's a sound bite we're working on.
Yep.
So teach me how to CPR. I want to know right now.
Here's what you do. You find a passed out lady. You put one hand on each breast. Okay, put your mouth on hers. You know what to do from there.
I think I got it.
Is this what he told you that is incorrect?
This is what he made me do this.
Oh, this is what he said. This is not what you are saying.
This is the CPR class I just took behind CVS.
Right.
He was wearing a lab coat, so you know he's a doctor.
Yeah, I've taken that one.
Yeah, administered it. I was like, here, perform the CPR. You're going to need to breathe into this tube for a little bit.
That's how we met.
Keep going until you resuscitate it.
Right.
Guys, so I ran out of chocolate milk this week. And
oh, no.
I made my own with almond milk and the Hershey syrup, and it's pretty good.
Oh, I love it with actual Hershey syrup because, I mean, what's better than Hershey syrup? Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing is better than Hershey syrup. That was a rhetorical question.
Okay.
All right. Right, that's a bit of a strong opinion, I think.
That well, hey, listen,
I'm not
got
saying
very
it's
strong opinions.
All right, I'm not saying it's not warranted. Probably.
Well, let's. I want to talk about an animal. Right, that's what we do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Have you guys ever heard of the crab?
The crab? What kind of crab? I mean, I've experienced
I'm just
crabs
still,
before.
What do you mean you've experienced it?
Never mind. That's different conversation.
Yeah,
different
okay.
Time.
I've experienced crab on the beach.
Okay.
Crabs are interesting. They live in every ocean. They live in freshwater. They live on land. They're all over the damn place.
Wow.
And things that, something I like about crabs that I wish I had, they've got a thick exoskeleton. I wish I had an exoskeleton.
What would you do with it?
Well, it'd just be cool to have armor on the outside.
Your exoskeleton is something that you shed. Yeah.
No, right. No. It's a little bit different.
But how would you live your life differently? Is what I'm saying.
Well, I'd be more powerful. You know, it's armor basically.
Yeah.
I would be far more aggressive.
Well, crabs are pretty aggressive.
And the only thing keeping me from being a crab would be a pair of claws. They're very dynamic.
They're good at walking sideways.
They actually, you know a lot about them too, I see.
They have mastered that art.
Yeah, they walk sideways because of the way their legs are built.
Oh, okay, so that's like, they naturally walk sideways.
Yeah, it's actually easier for them to walk sideways than forward because of the way their body is attached to their thorax, yeah. Did you know that, like, hermit crabs, king crabs, porcelain crabs, horseshoe crabs are not actually crabs? It's just, like, a colloquial name for them.
Oh, that's interesting. Then what's an actual crab?
Well, an actual crab is just, it has a thick exoskeleton, it has a single pair of claws, and it has the segmented legs with, like, the thorax in the middle. You know what's neat? I really like that, they have, like, I think it's called sexual dimorphism, which means that there's differences between the sexes that are beyond just reproductive parts. Like, if you saw a boy cat and a girl cat and you didn't see, like, their bits, you would just see, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart, you know what I mean? But crabs have things that tell them apart, like, besides just their genital thing. Like, humans are like that, too. You can tell a boy from a girl just from looking at them, and it's not just their sexual parts. So they have, like, an abdominal muscle structure that's different from a male to a female, things like that.
So what you're saying is you can look at a person and tell whether or not they're a boy or a girl?
Oh, yeah.
What? How do you do what? How?
Well, have you ever – I was taught. Have you ever listened to our Commander-in-Chief? He told me how to do it.
No.
Have you guys ever heard of this one? Commander-in-Queef?
Commander-in-Queef.
Commander-in-Queef. Anyway, you look them into their eyes, and you do that – I do that thing from Avatar, and our tail pussies link up, and if they do, I can tell if they're a boy or a girl.
What if they don't want to connect tail pussies with you?
Then I just guess.
All right,
you gave me off track. Let me
take an educated guess.
Yeah, it's not hard. Boy, go ooh. Okay, crabs. Like terrestrial crabs, the ones that don't live exclusively in water, have to like migrate to the ocean to release their larvae. And so, like, they have this crazy migration. And afterwards, the juveniles must do this in reverse. And there's actually, like, tropical areas, like in Florida, that have so many land crabs that there's, like, times of the year when the juvenile crabs are migrating back to their home that there's, like, an insane amount of roadkill because they have to cross suburban areas. They just get run over in droves.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah.
Crabs make up 20% of all marine crustaceans that are caught, farmed, and consumed worldwide. Can you imagine that? 1.5 million tons annually.
Wow.
And something that I want to talk about because of this is that, you know, I don't eat meat. I don't eat any animals.
Right.
And here's the part where it gets tricky. People try and call me out on this shit, and I say, hey, go fluff yourself. What crabs are often, like, to cook them are boiled alive.
Yeah, they are.
And, like, a lot of crustaceans are. And there's, like, scientists that say that, you know, you can't feel pain. Like, more and more – well, that crustaceans can't feel pain. But more and more they're doing studies, like, recently that say, like, certain crabs react to, like, electric shocks different way. And it's, like, hard to categorize pain, and it's such a complex thing. But I always just say, like, you know, if it's got eyes and a heart and it breathes and shit, so I'm not going to eat it. But they, like, people are like, yeah, they can't feel pain. They throw in a pot of boiling water and it squeals, and they're like, no, he's fine. He's okay.
I've never even heard of that. Do people actually say that crabs can't feel pain?
Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of people say insects, crabs, like crustaceans, based on the way their nervous system is built, based on the way they respond to stimuli. The issue is you can't determine, like, their discomfort. Like, they could just be running away from the thing you're doing because it's their survival tactics, whereas a person would be like, oh, fuck, that you're hurting me. Ouchie. You did an ouch on me. But crabs can't say that, so they just have to do dumb tests where they just say, oh, yeah, I shocked him 5 times and he ran away every time, so he probably feels pain, but they have no idea. There's no way to know.
Yeah,
there's no conclusive
like fake
test.
News to me.
It is fake news. It's just because people want to eat mad crabbies.
Yeah, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, crabs and lobster, like, lobster, I think, is, like, the most boring-tasting thing, and crabs are just so much work to, like, crack open the shells, and then you get this tiny little sliver of crab meat, and you dip it in butter, and you eat it, and it's like...
Yeah, and also,
like,
it's
what
gay.
What was the point of that?
It's gay to eat crab legs, because you have to suck it out of
right.
the phallic piece of crab.
Slurp it out.
Exactly. That's gay. If you eat crabs, you gay.
You gay.
You gay, dog. Do you guys ever play that Skyrim mod on PC where they put, like, you know, the giant mud crabs that are like the size of a human, it puts like a mustache and a top hat on them?
No, I've never.
It's so amazing. They have a monocle and they're just like crawling around and they've got a top hat. It looks incredible.
I know exactly
sure
what you're
really
talking
funny.
About.
Yeah,
imagine
funny.
A crab with a mustache. Matt, can you grow a mustache?
If I push out real hard.
Oh, you just burst a burst growth.
Yeah.
There
that's
it
not,
is.
Is that not how everybody does it?
I don't want to trample on your bit. We'll get right back to it. But my phone's at 69% right now.
Oh.
Shout outs to 69, one of the top tier sex positions of all time.
Hey now.
Anyway, Matt, you should try and grow one out.
To push out. Hold on.
No, no, no. Just do it. Push out. not right now.
Oh
God.
The hair came out in the wrong place.
Oh, where'd you grow it?
I don't want to talk about it.
It was straight down your crack. Keith, when was the last time you grew out your beard and mustache?
You know, I was going to, well, my beard was for Bo Joyle's wedding.
Yes, sir.
That was the last time I grew out my
beard. Oh, that was a couple years ago, 3 or so years ago.
Yeah, that was the last, that was probably the only time I ever grew out my beard. I don't really grow out my beard that much, and now, obviously, my current employment, I can't grow out
Keeps them locked down.
But I can have a mustache if I wanted to. I look a little on the rapey side if I have a mustache, so I don't usually do it.
I think it's very, if the telltale sign of whether or not you should have a mustache is whether you look like a rapist or not.
Yeah, and I don't want to come off as that type of person.
Yeah. Well, you do anyway, so tough luck.
Yeah, fuck me, right?
I was thinking about bringing mine back. I have a pretty respectable mustache-beard combo if I let it grow out.
Yeah, I was going to do one for No Shave November. Or mm-hmm. Mo-shave Movember, whatever you call it when it's just your mustache, because a bunch of guys at work were going to do it, and then I just completely forgot about it.
Oh, no. I want to. Maybe let's do it now. Let's do Don't Shave December. We'll do Just Shave Your Beard January, and then Form a Mustache February, and we'll just keep it going. I was going to say something. You got me... Oh, yeah, I last had my mustache around my birthday when we had the Super Smash Brothers tournament at Bottlenecks. Okay. And I was like, I wore a suit because we wanted to spice it up. Like, I had a three-piece suit on with a vest and everything. And we took a picture at the end, and I was like, I look like a plantation owner with this mustache. It was bad. I looked
That's
like
incredible.
It was, yeah. And I was like, you see here now, we going to Bottlenecks and get some chicken wang.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh, I don't think Mr. Monopoly is a plantation owner.
Moneybags definitely was a plantation owner.
Yeah, he's got his hands in some pockets, that's for sure.
Deep pockets, yo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've exhausted. Oh yeah, this is one thing that I always like to talk about. Crabs fuck belly to belly, baby. They do.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Hey now,
so they still got that weird animal thing where they just like drop off their cum loads and then the ladies use it whenever they want to fill their egg sacs. You know, very romantic.
They just like hold on,
but they
to
still
it. Like,
I
use this in a week.
Yeah, like thanks for the deposit, boy. But I like that they still get a little intimate. They'll go belly to belly. He says, hey baby, let me take care of you.
It's nice.
They light some candles. They set the mood, and then he just, you know, jackhammers him like 10,000 babies at a time.
Nice.
But that's it. They're top tier animal, big pincers. Oh, you know, some crabs actually too have regenerative properties. There's a defense mechanism in one type of crab where if they, some of them have like a stronger claw like than the others. So if they get damaged, they will just rip their claw off and run away, and it will regenerate. They'll rip
That's pretty dope.
Off.
I wish I can regenerate my limbs. I would chop my limbs off constantly if I knew
I
could do it.
Why not? Because then you just have all this extra mass. I don't understand where it comes from.
Yeah.
I understand why scientists aren't researching regeneration like on animals. They must be, but it's like, okay, starfish can do it and crabs can do it and shit. Why not like get me regenerative stuff?
Dude,
but
have you seen Spider-Man or Hulk? Both those movies are because we tried that.
That's not. Those aren't real. That didn't actually happen.
I'm just saying.
I have seen Spider-Man and Hulk.
Yeah, do you want to turn into a large lizard / big man bee? I mean,
yes,
I,
yes,
kind of being the
yes,
Hulk
100%.
Would be cool.
I've always wanted to be a lizard. I say it all the time.
All right, that's fair. You do say that.
You're a lizard, Alex.
I know. I do say it constantly. I'm sorry I bug you guys so much about it.
There's
I'm like,
really,
man, it's 2 a.m. I'm having a fucking panic attack.
There's really nothing I can do either to help you become a lizard, so I always just feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Well, you are a furry, so it's cool that, like, you accept me and you'll let me.
Right, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm getting bored, dude. I'm about to astral project into my lizard persona for a bit.
You want to do a little role play?
Yeah, you want to be a what's your animal?
Fox.
Oh, okay. How was a? I'll just be a lizard. What sort of sounds do lizards make?
You've already ruined this for me.
Why?
I don't like this many questions. I just wanted to get passionate and into it, but
kiss me. Take me now. I'm scaly.
It's too late. Oh. Too late.
Also, crabs communicate by motion and sound, so they just like wave their claws around and clack them on things. Clack, clack.
They're just gonna get clack, clack.
So that's pretty cool. I don't know. I've exhausted. This is stuff I'm just pulling out of my head now. I just know so much about them because I love them.
So you're done with the crab then?
Yeah, I guess I'm saying. Done. I don't even really want to talk about animals anymore. Let's do something different for this show.
No, it's okay. My turn now. Okay. We're going to talk about the stingray.
Ooh, baby.
The stingray. Yeah.
That's good, bro. All
right, so stingrays. What are they? Let's see here. I got some things written down about
them. No, I have a question.
What's your question?
What's a stingray?
A stingray is an animal. They're in the water.
Thanks.
Yeah. They actually are fish. They're not like, I don't know. I guess I didn't know what a stingray was, but they are classified as a fish.
Okay.
And they are very closely related to sharks. The similarities between stingrays and sharks are that their bodies are made of cartilage and not bone, so they don't have no exoskeleton or anything like that.
Yeah, sounds like a pussy ass fish, yo.
Yeah, we'll see. So their bodies are made of cartilage, and they use what's called the ampullae of Lorenzine, their sensors, that they give off electrical signals.
What language is that?
I guess it's Greek. I have no idea.
I fucking hate Greeks.
But they use that to give off electrical signals to find their prey, and that's apparently also how sharks find their prey.
That's actually pretty cool.
The blood thing, yeah. So they are very closely related to sharks. I thought that was very interesting.
Well, they look like it's a flat shark. That's what I've always called them.
Yeah, they're like flat sharks, and then they've got that really long penis on the back of their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Any animal with a big dick is okay in my book.
Yeah, well, I mean, I only pick animals with big dicks. I mean, you should know that by now.
Yeah, because you can relate to them.
Can I interject? Actually, you know what? I don't want to accidentally say a fact that Keith might say, so I'll wait till
No, go time. Ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I don't want to steal his thunder. Go ahead, Keith.
No, go ahead, Matt.
It's
Keith,
okay,
give him
I'm
the
sure.
floor.
My facts are so cool that it's good.
It is easily the best fact.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm pretty sure, like sharks, that stingrays have two penises, don't they?
Ooh, that's actually a good question. I was looking up stuff about stingray penises, and there's not a lot of stuff about stingray penises on the internet, actually.
Well, let's just go ahead and say it right now. I am 100% without a doubt going to say they do have two dicks.
You know,
and that's cool.
I'm gonna actually edit this Wikipedia page right now.
This gets the Animal Jam Zoo Hole stamp of approval for two dicked animal.
Perfect. Nice. I don't even have to fact check it. It's great.
Yeah, we got it.
All right. Stingrays, contrary to popular belief, they are actually not very deadly. They really don't bother people. Unless they get bothered by people.
Well, tell that to Steve Irwin.
I know. R.I.P. and P. Steve Irwin.
R.I.P. and P. My boy.
Yeah.
Yo, and, you seen Steve Irwin's daughter lately? She's looking fine, dude.
I saw his son on, he was on one of, like, the late shows.
Yeah, he's looking sexy,
like a,
too.
Yeah, he's also
dude.
Looking
yeah.
fine.
He's yeah. very, these kids are very sexy.
Okay. Anyway. Basically, if you get stung by a stingray, you're going to be okay more than likely, except if you get stung in the chest or abdomen, which, unfortunately, that's exactly where Steve Irwin
yeah.
got stung. It was right in his chest. So if you get stung in, like, the limb or something, you should be okay.
I remember when we went to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and we went to some – this has actually – I messed up. We went to the aquarium in – in North Carolina or wherever. Oh, in Myrtle
thing.
Beach. Were you with us? We went to Myrtle Beach?
No, I was not. No.
I think I've gone to this exact same aquarium, and I have a
we
similar
went,
story.
They have like a tank, and stingrays will swim around the top of it, and you can like touch them.
Yeah.
And like first of all, a shark came by, and Brendan grabbed it by its fin, and he was like, everyone, quick, pet it.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay, great. And we did. And I was like, that's probably not good. He just held it still by its fin. It was very funny. We were drunk, and we were we actually had drinks with us. And then, every time I see a stingray in there, I'm like, I throw hands. Cause I'm like, you got to remember, stingrays are cool animals, but like, I'm shooting for Irwin up here. You know what I mean? I just got to remind stingrays as a species that I'm throwing fists when I see you. Stingray.
Yeah.
Can I doink a deuce with a stingray?
Don't you
ever fucking make fun of me again on my podcast.
Okay, we'll see, buddy.
Apologize to me right now.
Absolutely not.
Apologize to me.
No.
You're off the podcast.
How long ago was the Steve Irwin incident?
I don't know how long ago the Steve Irwin incident was.
It was quite a while ago.
I'll look it up. You guys keep the train rolling.
I was really young.
Okay, Google, when did Steve Irwin die?
Steve Irwin, quick super duper fact check. Wow, it was
2006.
A long time ago. 2006.
Yeah, so
years ago.
I was hella young. I was 8 years old, and my grandmother took me to the aquarium in Myrtle Beach, and they had the.
Oh, I've been to that aquarium.
Right, I just said that. And then we went to the stingray tank, and they were like, pet the stingrays. And I was like, I don't want to touch those murderers. I was so scared. I was so scared that they were going to kill me. I was like, Steve Irwin died. If I touch any part of this, I'm going to fall over dead. and then my grandmother was like, oh, look, you can stay the night in the aquarium. So then I just spent the entire night in like an underwater tunnel with just murderous stingrays swimming over me. And I was so scared.
That sounds awesome, dude.
It was.
I love
it,
getting scared.
Other than the murderous stingrays, it was awesome, and that's how I know that sharks and stingrays have two penises because I was staring at them all night.
Oh man!
You're like Grandma. What's that? She's like, let me show you, son. Shit, I had something too. Oh, we also saw a stingray in the water when we were at Myrtle Beach. We were playing catch with a football, trying to pick up some babes or something probably. And I remember Rohan had the football in his hand, and we're like, oh, look, there's a stingray. And he just fired it at them in the water.
Oh, God.
Immediately, he did not hesitate to whip this football at. Obviously, it didn't hit them. It was like throwing it into water. But
right.
They were right next to us on the beach.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I see sharks, jellyfish, and horseshoe crabs at the beach. I've never seen a stingray at the beach, though. That's
yeah, we saw
neat.
One.
So stingrays, they're at the very end of their long penises, they do have that barb, and it does have venom in it, actually. And the ancient Greeks, I know you don't like the ancient Greeks, but I already wrote this fact down, so I have to say it. They actually used the venom as an anesthetic. Their dentists did in ancient times. So
sounds dumb as hell. Greeks are so stupid.
I guess. I was going to say something different, but I guess you're right. Yeah. So I'll just move on from that little fact.
Greeks are fucking moronic, dude. Listen to how dumb they were back then. They didn't even know shit about the earth that we do.
I mean, they probably thought it was flat.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about?
Have you seen the Earth from outside of it? How come the horizon doesn't bend, Keith?
I don't know.
Exactly. Anyway, what else you got for me?
So the largest stingray weighs 800 pounds.
Nice.
And has a 69-meter-long penis.
Wow, that's long.
Yeah,
that is long. He has two of them, too, probably.
And I think since you did the crustacean, the crab, I think this is my most favorite fact about the stingray is mm-hmm. that their diet consists very largely of crustaceans, and they can use their jaws to crush the shells of the creatures that they're eating.
I don't know, boy. My crab's got these exoskeletons I've been telling you about. It's basically armor. They got a natural carapace. You're not going to break through a crab chitin that easily, but whatever. If your internet thinks he says that, then whatever, man.
But hey, I mean, we'll just dump them in a little tank together, and we'll see who comes out victor.
Well, you know how I have all the animals here ready for the battle royale in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
They're about to get dumped into the kiddie pool that I filled up in here.
Into the battle tank, as it's called.
Yeah, we call it the battle tank. It's also where I poop and pee.
Right.
And it's not filled with water. It's filled with chocolate milk.
Yeah.
That's why you ran out of chocolate milk, isn't it?
I'm a very disgusting individual.
Nah, it's not that disgusting.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Sure.
All right, I gave you, like, there's nothing else you need to know about stingrays. I literally told you everything there is to know about them.
What about their buttholes?
Well, they poop and pee from their buttholes.
Oh, nice. Like a cloaca?
I guess so.
Cool. I've always liked when it comes out of the same hole. Well, I guess we're done. There's only two of us in this podcast.
Hey, right, bye, everybody.
Matthew, it's your turn.
All right, my aquatic animal, the colossal squid.
Oh,
oh wow.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something real quick about this. You told me you were doing the squid earlier in the week, and I was like, oh, I'll do a crab. Literally 10 minutes after I picked crab, I saw a video on Facebook of a squid catching and eating a crab. And I was like, gosh,
sounds like
darn
you're
it.
A little crustacean creature there is at the bottom of the food chain, buddy.
Well, let's not jump down my throat so quick. But
looks like Matthew's finally going to get a win in the Battle Royale.
You cheated. Oh. It's like, yeah, I pick God this week.
I picked my animal first. You guys could have picked better animals.
Yeah, that's, I guess you're right. Person. I didn't. Well, it's like when somebody answers the right answer in Jeopardy, and so you have to answer the wrong answer because you can't say the same thing, you know?
Right.
So it's like you pick Klaus. Oh my god, he wanted to win this week. He wanted it bad, so I'm gonna give it to him.
Absolutely.
I was like, yeah, can I have the ant? I'm gonna pick an ant this week. We have to get back to doing bugs. We used to do bugs a lot on the show.
Well, at the
we can do a fully a bugged out.
Maybe next week.
Episode.
The
yeah,
first, because the first one we did lightning beetles, lightning bugs, dung beetles, wasps, so
stick
we did
bugs
some stuff before.
Stick bugs.
Oh, we did do stick bugs. I forgot about
we
that.
We did do the stick bug. Yeah, I think that might have been my first podcast.
No. Fuck no.
Second.
First
one
was baboon. We did baboon, iguana, puma. You and me.
Yeah, maybe.
No, 100%. Because we did the Anderson Cooper bit for iguana. I made all those stupid baboon jokes about juggalos. Anyway, Matthew, you're up.
I actually
and
forgot
time.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You're talking about the colossal squid.
Yeah, but now I'm never going to get to say what I wanted to say, so I'm just going to say stuff instead.
Okay.
They can grow up to be 46 feet in length.
Damn, yo.
That's huge.
Wow. That's almost as long as the biggest stingray penis.
that's a formidable creature.
Yeah.
So we discovered colossal squids not too long ago, and that's because they can dive down to 7,200 feet. Now, to put that in comparison, recreational scuba divers can dive down to a maximum of 130 feet.
You say scuba divers?
So
Shaggy and Scooby. Hey,
Scoob!
Scoob
dive.
Dive down there and find the colossal squid. Like Zoinks, dude. Gotta find the colossal squid.
Let's get out of here!
I'm a scuba diver.
Anyway, before we could find them, because they were so low down there, they actually get eaten by sperm whales. And sperm whales swim higher than they do, but they can dive down to where the squids are. Their areas overlap. So we would just find these sperm whales with just, like, tentacle scratches and just large beaks in their stomachs. And we were like, there's got to be an alien down there or something.
Mm-hmm. This is how they made that movie, like, Abyss or whatever.
Yeah, this is where the Kraken comes from.
I was going to do the sperm whale, but I didn't want to blow up your spot, Matt, so I decided to do the stingray.
You would have won the battle royale, because the colossal squid do get eaten.
It's like he picks the only predator of your animal over and over.
He Googles it quick, he's like, colossal squid food chain?
Now, Matt, I have a question. Why do they call it colossal squid?
Because it's bigger than the giant squid, and I guess they coined the giant squid. Like, they were like, this is the biggest squid, and then they found the colossal squid, and they were like, fuck!
Well, I have a follow-up question. Do you want to get colossal with me?
Are we role-playing as aquatic creatures?
No, I'm just asking you, like, on a man-to-man, do you want to get colossal with me, bro?
Let's do it.
Yeah. That's so cool. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to get colossal, bro.
We're going to get colossal, dude. We're going to be lurking like little lizards.
Dude, we're both going to be colossal, and then Keith is just going to be giant, and then we're just going to antagonize him.
Keith is definable. He is the alpha and the omega. So
I'm just gonna go ahead and keep on going with the squid facts and forget mm-hmm. about what you're talking about.
I want to talk about Keith.
So they're over 1,000 pounds. They weigh over 1,000 pounds. That's like almost a ton, I think.
That's half a ton.
Half a ton. I don't know. I don't know metric.
That's not metric.
It's not Japanese.
That's not Japanese.
So they don't have a hectocotylus. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's the guy that cuts my lawn.
No.
Hectocotylus.
Nah, that means they use their squid dick, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, what's that mean?
That means they use their squid dick, dude. When they come up on a female, they get them tentacles, they wrap their tentacles around, and they use that squid dick. Straight up.
Tell me more about this dick.
Well, because we don't have a lot of data on squids, we don't know how big their squid dick is. I can tell you how big their eye is, though.
Yeah, that's the next best thing.
They have the
yeah, right.
They have the largest eye in the animal kingdom. It is the size of a soccer ball inside the squid.
I have pretty big eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you're definitely
it's
at
not
least
soccer ball size though.
Yeah, you're at least a close second though.
Yeah.
Every time we have a staring contest, I'm just completely freaked out. I don't even know.
Yeah,
what to
I know. Do. I'm pretty vicious. They're like the thing people don't know about me is I'm a cyborg and these eyes are not real.
Oh.
Yeah, it's put in as a scare tactic. I can open them extra wide and people don't realize and I just kind of stare deeply into them and it unnerves them.
That's why you win all the staring contests.
Yeah, I have a cyborg that was created to win staring contests. And, you know, my life has no purpose.
Wait, do you have an exoskeleton then if you're a cyborg?
I have an endoskeleton.
Okay.
Sipping on gin and juice. Hold on, that one got away from me.
With your mind on your money?
No, let's scrap that. Pretend I didn't say that. Next!
Rewind. More facts, please.
You want some more facts?
Yeah, cover my mistakes.
They're also sexually dimorphic.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Well, how different can they look from the male to the female?
The males are just larger, I think. Or
well, that's dumb.
The males are, like, longer, but then the females are bigger.
Are the females sexy?
I mean, they're all sexy.
Are you attracted to squid at all?
I've watched enough tentacle porn that it's kind of just I'm obligated to be.
Have you ever?
Go ahead.
Have you ever seen those videos of like Japanese people eating squid and it's dead on the plate and they pour soy sauce on it and it starts wiggling?
It activates the muscles.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy.
That's very gross.
Yeah, like something in the sauce like makes the muscles tense up and it starts like flopping around.
I want them to do that to my dead body at my funeral. Mm.
I know, I've been making plans for this exact thing.
Dude, I'll do it at yours if you die first, and if I die first, you have to do it at mine.
That's this is the best death pact I ever made.
Hands down.
What are you Since doing I made with that soy sauce? Don't worry about it.
I've been in talks with the Undertaker to... Not the WWE Undertaker, my local Undertaker.
Right.
It's on how to make my body seize violently in the casket.
Soy sauce.
I want to be... just soy sauce. I want to be wearing a luchador mask in my casket. I have a big plans for my funeral.
Hey, we can we'll make sure it happens.
Thank you.
Right. Hopefully, don't outlive both of us, because then you're screwed.
I'm actually gonna live forever. I'm gonna be very old. I'm living to be at least 200. I'm fucking healthy as shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't shine shoes. I don't cut checks. I don't tape ankles.
You don't shine shoes.
Straight cash, homie.
Is this a bit that I don't know about?
Yeah, you should. Everyone needs to look up One Clap Moss by DJ Steve Porter.
Do you want me to look it up right
now? Your life will be changed.
Can we actually, I wonder if we can get a little soundbite of it. Let me cue it up. I'm going to do it.
All right. I can. I actually can.
I'm doing it on my phone.
I was also going to do it on my phone.
I'm doing it on my phone. Give us more.
Yeah, we need more squid facts.
I've said like 18 facts.
Keep going.
All right. Well,
last time
how about
I
this? What sounds do a squid make? That's what I want to know next.
They're underwater.
Yeah, but you need to demonstrate some sounds
they,
for me.
All right. They're underwater chickens, apparently.
Underwater chickens, all right.
I got you. I got it. I've been practicing this one. You guys ready? This is a squid.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to do.
So that's that sound that I always hear when I'm down, like, searching for the Titanic in the bottom of the Atlantic.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's just me messing with you.
And you accidentally bump into James Cameron.
Yeah, James Cameron and his colossal squid.
And he's just hanging out down there. He gets colossal, that's for sure.
Hey-o.
Shout-outs to James Cameron making the best sequels of all time. Terminator 2 and Aliens.
No doubt. He's also he's currently making Avatar 2, so we'll see if he can live up to the hype.
Yeah,
the difference
he's
between
gonna...
that is he directed the first one, so he wasn't the director of Alien
or Terminator 1. Yeah,
so
but
we'll
he...
see.
Terminator 2 is one of the best films of all time,
hands down.
Absolutely, there's no debate. It is so amazing.
It's so good.
I'm gonna sound terribly bad here, but that's the
no, he's never seen it.
No, that's the one with the liquid guy, right?
Yeah, the T-1000.
Yeah. The one who pretends to be a cop.
I love those. There's those famous Schwarzenegger lines where he's like, give me your money. You know, he goes, everyone knows them. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to annihilate you.
Here is my shotgun. Yes.
Yeah, I'm a motorcycle.
I will return.
Yeah. Get to the helicopter.
I can't.
Oh, here, hold on. I've got a One Clap by DJ Steve Porter queued up. It's Randy Moss. This is my life anthem.
Minnesota Vikings have selected Randy Moss. But before I get to questions, man, I'd like to say something.
Everybody, One Clap. That's it. This is like this fake joke song. DJ Steve Porter took lines that Randy Moss has said. Randy Moss, the greatest wide receiver that the NFL has ever known.
And it's undebatable.
And he took lines of all of his, like, you know, locker room moments, and he made a 2-minute song out of it. And it's, I don't know why, but we are absolutely in love with it as a people.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
So good.
I'm going to have to go listen to that.
I still say lines from it to people, like, all the time.
Constantly.
I'm like, I don't even know where it's from anymore. I'm like, oh, that's from that Randy Moss video. Oh, damn. I'm exhausted.
This was very exhausting. We threw out lots of information about aquatic animals today. People
so,
learned.
Are you done, Matt?
I am completely out of squid facts. I could not tell you another thing about squids if you tried to like, force me.
So, I'm going to force you. I need one more fucking squid fact right now. We're off the podcast.
gun to your head. One squid fact.
They have tentacles.
Okay, he passed the test.
Yeah, he did it.
Well done.
I didn't know I had it in me. I had no idea that I had that in me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a special boy.
I didn't even know that. That was a guess. Do they have
good guess. You're a special young boy.
Oh, last time I heard that was...
You were in Roy Moore's congressional office. 2014.
How'd you know? Oh, wait, you were there.
I should watch the news. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's fake news.
Yeah, you were there watching
fake
the news.
News.
All right, good talk.
Rape is a myth. That's fake news.
Whoa. All right, hold on. Let's be careful with
what we
say.
Let's not get
here.
Off subject here. Let's move on to the Battle Royale.
Yeah. So, this week, who would win? We have the ultimate killer of the ocean, the crab. And then we have the flat shark, the stingray.
Shark.
And then we have the biggest, giantess, colossal squid up on deck. And, you know, you bat it around this mm-hmm. way and that way. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't even really have to make arguments this week. I think that the squid takes it. That's my vote.
Wow.
I'm actually surprised. Okay. I thought you were just going to use the same old bit where you say that you're... animal wins regardless.
Yeah, I'm entirely unpredictable, you motherfucker.
You completely considered saying it. You only decided at the last second to say squid.
No, I didn't.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Thank you. You're not a precog.
Sure.
Well, here's how I feel about this whole situation. If we're going pound for pound here,
yeah.
The largest stingray is 800 pounds. Yeah. And you're telling me that the colossal squid can go up to 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm liking my chances for the underdog flat shark.
I don't know, dude.
Well, he does have the death of Steve Irwin in his corner. He's killed a human being.
Yeah, he's got a rap sheet.
He does, dude.
Human beings can't even fight squids because they would just die from the pressure.
I would kill one.
How? But you can't get down deep enough.
If my life was threatened,
that's
I
fair.
Would definitely fight one off.
You'd persevere.
I'd figure out a way to get down
you'd
there.
You'd persevere.
Yeah.
Stab
just
it
hold
right
my in. Breath. I'll just hold my breath.
Right. Stab it right in its fucking soccer ball eye.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would
just
give it just the old stare down.
Yeah, my little stingray venom thingy.
Barb out.
Right into the soccer ball eye.
Yo,
I'm a fan of the underdog. I'm actually going to switch sides here. It's not too late to change
this
my answer.
Is...
I'm going to go for the stingray.
All right, you guys can pick whatever side you want, but it doesn't change the fact that the squid is going to win.
Yeah, but it does change the fact that we both vote for the stingray.
I'm Googling squid versus stingray.
Well, you can't use Google.
We should make a movie.
Google's banned.
I'll use Bing.
Don't use Bing. No search engines. It's banned. Don't use the internet. You're
okay,
banned.
Google.
You don't do that. Cancel. Google, cancel his request.
Google, cancel his request to cancel
Google,
my request.
Cancel his request for the canceling.
Alexa, Siri. Alexa, Siri.
I have this...
Cortana.
I have this
all
great...
the AI, come here, cancel.
Make a massive...
guilty spark.
Make a meeting. Make a meeting. Do not listen to anything Alex says.
Penitent
you...
tangent. Penitent tangent. We're... The Arbiter, cancel the meeting! What's going on? We lost track of this fucking podcast.
I have an idea where, like, if you don't know where your smartphone is, and you have, let's say you have Apple, you just, like, frantically scream, Siri! And then she's like, I'm over here.
That sounds like actually a good idea, because people
a pretty
lose
good
their
skit.
Phones often.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to have an addendum that we're going to get this on our YouTube channel that we don't have. Or have. We were all so far away from each other, this will never culminate, but whatever.
When
Matt,
we should
get together.
It'll be Stingray vs. Squid, and it'll be
Matt,
a great blockbuster.
We have to get together, Matt. We have to get some like behind-the-scenes stuff developed for our Facebook page,
whole
jam page. You and I, we're not too far apart.
Well, I'm actually starting this week, everybody, listeners, on the whole Facebook thing. We do have a Facebook page. Do you want to go ahead and shoot them that URL?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what the – it's at Animal Jam Podcast, I believe. Let me check this out.
That's the Twitter.
No, it's also – I think Animal Jam Show is the Twitter.
Well, the Facebook
I should
is
have,
also
I should have
Animal Jam Show.
Written this down beforehand.
Yeah, this is bad advertising.
You heard it here first, folks.
I think it's this.
Figure it out yourself.
One of these five websites will be
Let's
correct.
Not kid ourselves and pretend that people are still listening to us right now. The Twitter. Excuse me, I'm talking.
Go ahead.
Twitter, at Animal Jam Show. And the Facebook page is at Animal Jam Podcast. We also have an email, animaljampodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Give me your feedback. If you want to hear about an animal, you know, if you've got something to say to us, if you think your dick is bigger than an animal's, it's not, but you can let us know. We want some fan interaction. We're going to get you on the show.
Picks,
we got to get
or it's not true. I mean, that's
exactly.
The bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to be posting.
And don't be sending us any of those worms or viruses or backdoor hack thingies. None
yeah,
of that
don't,
stuff in the
don't
emails.
Don't backdoor me.
Yeah,
not,
no backdoor worms.
All right. From now on, I'm going to be posting a picture of every animal that we talk about and putting a little bonus fact under there. So, you know, follow and like our Twitter and Facebook pages, get a little bit of extra information there, and join the discussion.
Yeah, we're going to start up
a stingray, because I already gave all the stingray facts.
Yeah.
You didn't even say that they had two penises. I had to say that. And I fact-checked it, and they do have two penises. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
I see that.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. We were the facts, Matt. You know we're the facts. You know, I'm trying really hard to accept you, and you go ahead and do something like this.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure that I was giving the people correct information.
It's all right. We're on iTunes now. We're on Google Play. If you'd like to check us out there, Animal Jam Podcast. I send the link out on the Facebook page thing all the time, but you can find us there. I know we got a lot of iPhones users, you fucking pussies, you dumbass phones.
Android for life.
So next week we're going to do bugs. We're going to do some bugs. If you guys want to get featured, if you want to do an animal, let me know. I will get you on. We'll pick your animal. We'll do your shit. We're here for the people.
Yeah. Do some Facebook polls, whatever.
Exactly.
Whatever
we'll do some
takes.
Polls. You guys interact with us, and you know what? I'll send you a bologna sandwich in the mail.
Is there going to be cheese on it?
No. I'm not a millionaire.
Right.
Okay, so Stingray won this week. So, Keith, you want to go ahead and do a shout-out? You got a couple seconds?
Well, I mean, there really is only one shout-out to do, and it's obviously to our homeboy
Steve Irwin. Yeah.
R.I.P. in peace again. I mean...
Yeah, bless up, Steve Irwin. We miss you, dog.
Yeah. We wish you were here running around the jungles, picking up venomous snakes and wrestling alligators and stuff, but we lost you too soon, buddy.
Mm-hmm. This one's for Steve.
This one is for Steve. In all seriousness.
Yeah.
I feel like I've just been cucked out of the victory for no reason.
Yeah, you got cucked, homeboy.
You guys cucked me, and I liked it.
Well, Keith made a very enticing argument, and he sold me, and I'm in on that one.
All right.
Didn't mean to rain on your parade, Matt.
You know what? I forgive you.
It just happened.
I forgive you, because that's what friendship is about.
Yeah, and it's also about Steve Irwin. He would forgive you.
Your friendship is more important to me than this, you know, that 14-carat gold belt that we're sending to you right now.
As the victor is your prize.
And the trophy and the million-dollar prize.
You know, the worst thing about Steve Irwin passing away is I used to dress up like a crocodile and get him to fondle me. No longer will this take place.
I can fill in for him if you want.
He's got been a void
very,
for the last 11 years.
He's got a very masculine grip, and I like the voice. If you can't talk to me like Steve Irwin, then fluff up, dog.
What do you want me to say? Crikey!
Nope, that's not right.
Crikey.
Nope.
You would have said no matter what I said. It could have been an exact...
If it sounded like Steve Irwin, I know, believe me, we had tender times. Okay, let's do 10 more animals. It was a long one, 47 minutes.
Yeah.
We have no listeners by now.
That's good, hey man.
All right, so we're doing bugs next week. Last words, Keith, go.
Ham bone.
Matt, go.
Colossal squid.
This one's for Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.